my name's Bill Hughes, and I'm the owner of InnoQuest. I started it back in 1993, and we've been designing and manufacturing test instruments and weather instruments used in agriculture for that period of time. That's 23 years, I guess, as of right now. And over that time, we've done work as more on a contract basis, where we do designs and manufacturing kind of behind the scenes, and we've worked more in the past 8 years to bring out some of our own products, where we maintain all the ownership of the intellectual property and do the marketing ourselves. And that's where we've developed the Spot On brand name for products, test products in agriculture.
The spring relatively wet across much of the Midwest. As far as a wet spring and really having a lot of moisture in the soil profile, what does that mean for compaction as farmers are looking to get into the field and do some field work?
Yeah, so it's very typical that compaction is highly impacted by the moisture content of the soil. The higher the moisture content, the more susceptible it is to compaction. And of course, we know our equipment is larger and larger and larger as we try to reduce labor costs. Using larger equipment allows fewer labor hours to produce greater acreage. And so there's always concern revolving around compaction, especially when soil conditions are wet. Measuring soil moisture and testing that before going in the field is critical to making sure that compaction doesn't develop. Our instrument, the compaction meter, is perfect for measuring the compaction, but by the time you measure it and you see you have it, it's actually too late. Oftentimes it requires a whole season of deep tillage and possibly freezing and thaw cycles to mediate the compaction.
As far as some of the damage that could be had yet this year because of that wet soil, what kind of yield reductions can really be caused because of compaction?
Sure, right. Yield is definitely impacted, and typically the areas that are compacted are the ones that are underneath the wheel tracks of the tractors and the equipment that's pulled through the field. The planters, of course, have become center-fill planters, putting most of the weight in the center, and so it's usually typically in the track wheel track areas. So depending on the width of the equipment that you have, you'll have a strip of ground that can be compacted, and you'll have other areas that aren't. So as far as the actual yield impact, I don't have an exact figure for you, but I can tell you that you can look at the width of your equipment and your wheel tracks, and you can see that probably close to 10% of your ground that you cover is covered by wheel tracks and therefore impacted by compaction.
For a farmer that might have issues, especially in this season or past seasons that have led to a lot of compaction, how can they help break that up and really measure it for an ideal level?
So our meter that we came out with is an electronic compaction meter that allows an easy read on the compaction levels. It gives you a digital readout of the compaction, and you want the reading to be under 200 PSI for good drainage and good root growth. And our meter will measure both compaction in dense soils and less dense soils because of the very sensitive electronic force sensor we have inside it. And we have a display on the front that shows the different levels of compaction in a green color or a yellow color or a red color, so it's easy for the farmer to tell whether their compaction reading they're getting off the meter is in fact in the sweet spot, so to speak.
Taking samples throughout different fields, is there a certain time of the year to kind of measure this? So it could take over a season to really progress that soil profile, and maybe how that process goes about?
The compaction readings in the early spring are not that meaningful because the soil is usually fairly wet and the compaction readings will be low. So the compaction readings are best taken as the roots are starting to penetrate deeper into the soil and, in fact, starting to get into the compacted areas. So probably mid-season is a good time to take compaction readings. Oftentimes in late fall, the soil will become very hard, but the roots are already established at that point.
If a farmer does have heavily compacted soil, you mentioned A-season, what may be some measurements or ways to break up that compaction and really a timeline before they see some more aeration in the soil?
Yeah, so compaction is kind of a microscopic, but it is on a pore level, meaning the soil pores are collapsed, and that is what keeps water from moving through it, makes it difficult for roots to penetrate into the soil, and also makes it difficult for oxygen or CO2 to get in and out of the soil. So just running deep tillage doesn't necessarily end the compaction process, but it helps to get the moisture down into the soil and can also help make paths for roots to grow. But oftentimes it requires actually quite a bit of time for truly compacted soil to be remediated. Freeze and thaw cycles are actually quite helpful because water will penetrate. It expands when it freezes. That helps break up the microscopic pores in the soil. So those are important. Deep tillage can become important. But of course, you don't want to do that when it's wet. Otherwise, you'll be adding compaction to the soil as you're trying to break it up.
Bill, if farmers want to learn more, what other information or places would you have to send them?
There's a lot of information through the Extension Service for many of the states that have extension-based programs. So that's where I would recommend they go.
And any last words to leave us with?
Well, I know that this is a tough year for a lot of farmers, and they're looking to eke out every single little percent of margin that they can. And so it's important to think about soil compaction and how it may impact the yield. And the tool that we're providing them with is a great tool to have on hand so that they can continue to monitor their management practices and adjust them as needed to make sure their operation is as efficient as possible.